Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Mike Armstrong podcast show. And this afternoon, we're joined by AJ Gupta, who is a philanthropist, an entrepreneur, a life coach, and a motivator, amongst many other things. And he's from Florida, but he's currently based in London. And he's a man of the world, so he gets around a bit. And some of you who've been listening and watching before may recognize the surname, because I've had AJ's dad on, Anil Gupta, in the past. Me and Anil are connected on a number of levels, including the fact that your dad coaches a happiness for like a happiness routine or formula, as do I. They're different formulas, but you know, it was a great chat. But I know you're into the same sort of things, helping others and motivating and giving back, but also the things I'm into. So tell people, before actually I ask you to tell people who you are and what you do, how are you doing at the moment? You okay?
Yeah, I'm doing fantastic. I just flew to London 2 days ago. My grandfather is 89 years old. He lives here alone. And last year, right before the pandemic, I was in India for 2.5 months, volunteering at different schools. And I flew to London for my aunt's birthday party. She was having a beautiful birthday party in London. And that's when my flight back to India got cancelled. And in March, I decided to stay and look after my grandfather. And I was there for 9.5 months. And so I went back home for Christmas and New Year's, and now I'm back here with my grandfather. So happy to be back.
Brilliant, brilliant. And I obviously have connected with you on Instagram recently, and I see some of your Christmas pictures. So it looks like you had a great time.
It was fantastic.
Yeah, brilliant, brilliant. So obviously I've given you a bit of an introduction of all the different things you do. I wear many hats as well, but in your own words, tell the listeners and the YouTube viewers a little bit about AJ, who you are and what you do.
Absolutely. Thank you. Yeah. So my journey really started when I was 9 years old. My very first personal development event was at the young age of 9 years old, 20 years ago, by a man named Anthony Robbins. And my dad and my uncle both went to that event a year before, and they said, we'll be cheating our family if we don't take every single person. So, and that's where my personal development journey started. And but 15 years old was when the direction of my life completely changed, right? And it was one quote, and it was, "The secret to living is giving." And I remember Tony Robbins saying, you know, I remember saying to myself, what does that mean? The secret to living is giving. What does that mean? And the next thing he said, if you don't give and grow, you die. And that was my belief. And it's still my belief today. So I have the privilege of traveling all around the world. I get to speak to different schools, different organizations, and I coach people. But I help people find out where they are, where they want to get to, and help narrow that gap, get there a lot faster, quicker, but more importantly, with more joy, more passion, more energy, and just more juice for life.
Yeah, brilliant. That is awesome. And I'm on a similar sort of mission, but I started mine a bit later on in life. It's quite hard for me to pinpoint exactly when it was, because I've always helped people anyway, but I've really got a thirst for helping people, especially since the start of lockdown and the pandemic. But I've always helped people anyway, and I've been on a personal development journey since probably about 2017. In the actual traditional personal development space. I've been a lifelong learner and a constant person who wants to develop myself, my skills, my ability, you know, and all of that. So it's a bit clouded, really. Obviously, you've got a sort of a clear point where you got into personal development, but it's a fantastic thing. So obviously, you mentioned Tony Robbins. I know you've been traveling on behalf of Tony Robbins and his foundation, I think. Yeah. In the past, and what sort of things have you gone up to doing that in that role?
Yeah, so it was after I dropped out of university. I went to University of Florida for 2.5 years, and I dropped out because I really wasn't learning anything. I wasn't growing. And I attended a UPW event, one of Tony's introductory courses, and his wife came up to me and said, AJ, we love your enthusiasm. We love your passion. We love your energy. We want you to come work with us. And I said, yes, but I have no idea what it was. But, you know, I knew whatever, you know, if it had something to do with Tony Robbins, it had something to do with growing or giving. Right. And then she said, you're going to be a speaker for Tony Robbins. And I've never spoken to anybody in my entire life. And, you know, and I asked myself, who is the best motivational speaker, or who is the best speaker, you know? Right. And obviously it was Tony Robbins. So I spent 6 months and just watching Tony, the way he walked, the way he spoke, the way he moved his body. And I just modeled him. And I had the privilege of working working with him for 4 years. I did over 1,000 talks in the areas of peak performance, strategy, mindset. And I had the privilege of traveling all around the United States. Every 4 or 5 months, I used to move to a different city around the US. So all the big cities like Chicago, New York, San Francisco, San Diego, you name it. And it was such a beautiful experience. And from that, I was able to launch my own coaching, and now I do my own speaking. But what really excites me is the philanthropy work that we do. So in addition to coaching and speaking, I also work with a lot of nonprofits to provide education and water and food to kids all around the world.
Brilliant, brilliant. That's an awesome thing to do. And I'm a philanthropist as well. So, you know, I'm on a mission to help as many entrepreneurs on the planet as possible. And I help them with knowledge, with, you know, advice, with motivation, positivity, comments on their social media, resharing their content, getting them on my podcast to share their story. Any way I can help them and serve them, that's the mission I'm on. So nice to connect with you. Just for the benefit of the listeners and the audience, we met, I've known your dad for a while, but we met on Clubhouse, which is the revolutionary new platform.
That's right.
Media. And I've got to know and listen to you, and I think you're very much like your dad, and your dad is awesome. So you obviously, the apple didn't fall far from the tree. You had the same sort of Tony Robbins sort of experience, etc. as well. And I love people who have got a big mission and are looking to you know, impact the world in some way. So what's the sort of the plans, like, you know, what's the long-term plans for your life and your mission?
So for me, it's just, you know, impacting more and more people. You know, I want to work with young people. I, you know, 50% of the beliefs and patterns we have, you know, in our lives are developed by the age of 5, and 95% of our beliefs and patterns. So from the moment you wake up in the morning to the moment you close your eyes at night, 95% of the things you do throughout the day are learned before 18. So my mission is to get to people before the 18 and teach them these great benefits, teach them these great tools to get out of their own way, to really think outside the box. So we, you know, through different organizations, we are partnering with and providing social emotional learning for millions of kids around India. But my bigger vision is to actually implement that all over the world, right? There's no reason why we can't do this in every single school. You know, I live in the United States, and children, we have kids in the Western world, like in the UK and the US, who are under 10 years old that want to take their own life. And that should not be the case, right? I didn't even know what suicide was until I was 15, I think, 16, right? So, you know, my mission is to just spread this knowledge, spread this joy, spread this passion, spread all of this to as many people as I can, all the young people I can. So that's my mission. And I won't stop until we have a consciousness shift, unless we have a massive shift in the way we see things and do things.
Yeah, awesome. That's brilliant. And yeah, my mission is to help people start their own business, take their own entrepreneurial journey to achieve whatever they deem as success it is in their life, whatever that may be. And I want them to live their best life rather than the one that 90% of people live, which is one which is, you know, confined in a cage of fear and unrestricted sort of growth and development, really. So yeah. So I actually started my podcast to motivate and be positive to people during the pandemic. But actually, I got so much information and knowledge in me from a life of learning that I had to share more. So I started educating, sharing sales and marketing and networking and leadership and all of those things. So similar to you, I want to get to the entrepreneurs young. They're not taught in school how to actually forge their own life. They're taught how to go and work in a slave to the economic, to the paycheck. So I want to sort of get into their minds and teach them there is an alternative route, there is another way, and they can take it on them to forge their own way in life and shape their own destiny and actually have fun and enjoy it along the way, rather than being, you know, stuck in the commute and stuck in a job they don't really like, and, you know, not having enough time to go exercise and all these sort of things. So yeah, you know, I feel exactly where you're coming from, and it's a great mission to be on, isn't it? It's a big mission, and
It is, and thank you for everything you. I mean, look, you're spreading the mission every single day, and we need more people like us to do that. So, thank you for everything you do.
Yeah, no problem at all, because that's why I love to get people on my podcast, because it's just all cross-pollinating at the end of the day. You know, a lot of the messages are the same. The target audiences may be different. The ears, you know, may be different. Different people resonate with different people. So it's all about getting as many disciples as possible, really spreading the word and sharing the messages, and hoping we can make a big impact on the planet. Because, you know, for me, from an entrepreneurial point of view, I don't know from your point of view, you know, with the suicide and harm, but I guess the numbers are big. But with the entrepreneurial point of view, I think it's 90% of businesses fail in the first 5 years. So that's a lot of people trying to live their best life, but failing, not knowing how to overcome those problems, and then giving up, you know, and then actually giving in to their own destiny and their own potential and their own life. Actually have a life of mundane existence. And so it's massive numbers, and I want to really make a dent on those numbers. Have you got that type of what strategy in mind, or is it literally just to affect as many people as possible?
Yeah, so I personally don't have an exact, but I mean, a billion for sure, minimum. Yeah. You know, I mean, I love it because I'm just getting started. I'm just getting, you know, I feel like I'm about to lift off, and, you know, just really on a mission. And my dad as well, you know, we're both on a mission to serve a billion people, and, you know, we will hit it. And it doesn't have to be us directly. It's, you know, through people like yourself and people that we've impacted along the way. And
so
I'm very excited.
It's a joined up thinking, isn't it? Because everyone sort of has a little bit of gold from them and a gold from them, and it helps them to reinforce their message. And it's like a big network of knowledge, a big network of, you know, information, you know, all of the people writing books and educating other people to, you know, to follow the paths. And it's just a big, you know, and I love networking. I love connecting. I love connecting people, connecting the dots, connecting social media. I love using all of the tools. That's why I'm like addicted to Clubhouse, because I just love connecting with people and being able to communicate with them. And so, yeah, this, like you say, you know, I've got a happiness formula. Your father's got a happiness formula. You know, I've actually told some people your dad's happiness formula on top of my one, because, you know, they all interblend together. And, you know, there's lots of people who have acronyms for success and for, you know, happiness and for, you know, well-being and fitness. And the more we can all, you know, put all of this information into, you know, a clear way that other people can follow, the more people will follow and find their destiny, like, you know.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so obviously I do a lot of podcasting, I do a lot of social media, I do YouTube and all that sort of thing. If people are interested in getting in touch with you and following your message, it seems to me you do obviously a lot of travel, you do a lot of stuff in the real world and stuff. Are there places online in digital format where people can engage with you?
Yeah, so I mostly just post on Instagram, actually. Instagram and Facebook are my top two. I'm going to be launching a course shortly as well. But yeah, I'm mostly hands-on. For me, it's like I go out and speak. I go out and visit these organizations. I love traveling. Like, you will find me just there, right? And then, yeah, if people want to reach out to me for any sort of coaching or any questions you have, just DM me on Instagram. It's at AJAYS Gupta, GUPTA. And also find us on Clubhouse, right? Clubhouse is one of the fastest growing apps, right? We're on there every single day adding content, and it's just at AJ Gupta, AJAYGUPTA.
Yeah, brilliant. And I'm at Mike Armstrong as well on there for anyone who's watching this and listening. I do a lot of rooms every day as well. Mine are more sort of like global speed networking and just random topics I want to have a chat about. And I try and pick some, I try and make sure they're sort of like more smaller rooms where everyone can have a say and everyone can get on the stage.
I prefer those. Yeah.
Yeah, so you know, that's what I'm about, trying to get everyone connected, if you like. And I think those big relationships can build when you really get a chance to build and speak with each other and build a rapport and find out about each other, etc. But you have some bigger rooms as well. You do some smaller ones, some bigger ones. They all work. They all do it their purpose. So you know, just keep up the good work on that. Have you actually started thinking about your Clubhouse strategy? Have you worked on one? Are you still thinking about it?
Yeah, I've spoken to a couple of people on the Clubhouse strategy, but right now I'm focused on just adding as much value as I possibly can, right? Just show up every day consistently, add value, add value, add value. When people, when they find the value in it and they want more help, they want more advice, they'll reach out to me and I've been very fortunate and blessed to have that happen. So, you know, just add value. I tell people, you know, under promise and over deliver. And for me, I always under promise and I over deliver. So my strategy is working. Just keep adding value, keep showing up, keep being there for people. And
Yeah, brilliant. Yeah, I'm big into, you know, massively over-delivering, like, you know, just give so much value. I've always taught sales, and I've always taught, you know, to my sales team and my sales people, et cetera, that, you know, you basically make it a no-brainer, you know, you give them so much. So, like instead of it going, oh, you know, do I want this shirt or do I want that shirt? It's like, do I want this shirt or do I want this shirt, these trousers, this shirt, these trainers, you know, making such a different choice, and there's, you know, there's a no-brainer. They can't do anything but decide to go with you, like, you know. And ultimately, you can grow, you know, out of small oak acorns, the big oak trees grow. So you can start in a relationship with somebody at any level, and you can just keep building for the rest of your life, and you keep delivering more value, and keep building on the relationship, and keep serving, and you'll find lots of ways of growing together, like, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. I've seen it personally in my life. The more you can serve, the more you can give, the more you can add value to people's lives, the more you get. The universe just provides, the universe just shows up in many ways, whether it's, you know, you need to get somewhere really quickly and you just have green lights all, the whole way. And you're like, oh, wow, how did that happen? And it's, you know, I believe in karma big time. You know, if you keep adding value, if you keep depositing greatness into the universe, I promise you the universe will always deliver.
Yeah. Definitely, you know, and, you know, that's one of the things that's happened with me during the lockdown. You know, a lot of people have struggled. I've flown, you know, it's been one of the best periods of my life. It's because people need the help and I want to give it. So, you know, it's a perfect storm of opportunity to help and to assist and to serve. How's the lockdown been for you?
Yeah, it's been great, man. For the first 2 months, I was eating a lot and I was in London, right? So, I mean, I love the food in the UK. Everything tastes amazing, right? So I was eating crisps and chocolates all after one another. And then I was like, all right, enough is enough. Time to act, time to start taking control of your health. And then I started this 75, one of my best friends, she actually called me. She's like, AJ, I have something that will change your life. And yeah. I'm all about life-changing experiences. So anything life-changing, I'm in, right? Whatever it is. And she's like, you have to do 75 burpees every single day for 30 days. Yeah. And I said, okay, great. So I Googled what a burpee was. And the next day she called me, she said, did you do your burpees? I said, no. She's like, you have to do it tomorrow. And I did it that day. Yeah. And I was like, holy shit, it changed my life. Who I became after 75 burpees. And then I did it again, second day, third day. Then I started doing 100 and then created this crazy workout plan and everything. And it, you know, I changed my focus. Right. A lot of people are like 2020 was a horrible year, but okay, there were parts of 2020 that were horrible, yeah. But there were also some beautiful parts of 2020. You can choose what you want to focus on. Right. So for me, the lockdown was a beautiful, like who I became during lockdown was this, you know, I've always had that fire burning inside of me, but lockdown really just ignited the flames and opened the doors to what's really possible for me.
Yeah. And do you think it's you know, I think it's part of a bigger plan, you know, the fact that so many people did have to refocus during a year that was called 2020.
Yeah, it's, you know, we've become a selfless society. We've become, it's all about me.com. And I believe, you know, this was God's way or the universe's way or whatever the higher power is to bring us back to human being, to really get us back to like, hey, family, right? We need to stop moving. We need to take care of our health. We need to just slow down, right? So yeah, I believe it was much needed.
Yeah, like a proper reset. So, yeah, you know, that's what I think has happened. You know, everyone's reset. Everyone's actually rethought. I think it's been a good thing in general. Obviously, not for the people who've, you know, been really ill or worse. But for, you know, most other people, I think it's been a good thing. The ones who've got mental health problems, you know, being locked in and that sort of thing, you know, it'll struggle for them as well. But for the majority of the people I've spoken to, they had a great time. So I myself challenged myself. I did. I started exercising twice a day. They give you an hour that you can go out. It was like an hour of exercise a day.
Yeah.
Because like it was an hour, I was like, well, it's either use it or lose it. So I used it every day. And then I was doing weights in the house as well. So I was doing an hour and a half every day of exercise. I got like fitter than I've ever been since I was a kid. I used to play a lot of sports when I was a kid, but never had the time to be that fit since I've been an adult. But I had the extra time and the extra motivation of trying to get fit because there's a killer virus out there. And I actually went for like 4 months of doing my own routine. And then I was so fit after 4 months and up for a challenge. I took part in a 75-day challenge called #75hard, which is a mental
toughness. Oh, yeah, okay.
Have you heard of it? Basically,
I've heard of it, yeah.
Yeah, you had to do two exercises a day for 45 minutes, one in and one out. You had to not drink any alcohol for the whole time. You had to be on a diet. You had to drink a gallon of water every day. And you had to read 10 pages from an educational book, right? So not only did I get fit and healthy and all of that, I also read about between 16 and 18 books and listened to audio videos as well. So I'm on about things.
That's fantastic.
Like psychology of sales, the psychology of success, the psychology of motivation, Rich Dad Poor Dad, Think and Grow Rich, Eat That Frog, The Magic of Thinking Big, just 10X, Grant Cardone 10X, 10X Rules, just, you know, book after book after book after book after book after book, like, you know. So I come out of it mentally strong, physically strong, and actually as I was going through that process, well, I was just producing so much stuff because I had so much energy, so much passion. And that's why now I can work like 20-hour days on Clubhouse for 4 hours and still keep going like an ever-ready gold bunny, you know, on steroids or on speed, because I got so much energy, because I love the actual the giving back to people and helping people and doing random acts of kindness and sharing knowledge and all this sort of stuff. It's like fuel. It's like rocket fuel at the moment in my engine system. And because I'm pretty fit and healthy, I put a bit of weight on as well, because I did all of that from March to September. And then obviously when I finished my 75-day challenge, I started having a bit of alcohol and a bit of this stuff that I couldn't have for a long time. And then obviously, as you know, in the UK, it's very cold and very wet. So I lost the motivation then after sort of like doing it from March to September. So I picked it back up again now in January. I'm looking to do it again all this year.
Yeah. So, I mean, one thing I hear that, and I appreciate you getting down to that. That's fantastic. You know, a piece of advice I would give people listening is, you know, get something consistent in your life, right? It doesn't matter what the weather is. It doesn't matter what's going on or what season it is. If you do something consistent, and it could just be walking, it could be yoga, it could be swimming, it could be whatever it is, but something consistent, because that will train that muscle, right? Because when you do something consistently every single day, it will stay with you forever. There will be no, you know, like plateaus and then going back to that certain thing, you know? So absolutely. Congratulations on that 75 hard. I've heard it's quite difficult.
Yeah, it is. It is very challenging. What I found challenging about it was time management, because it doing all of those things take a lot of time. But I also had my own internal business challenges as well, X amount of episodes on my podcast and on YouTube videos, and so I had to balance all of those things with all the other things. It became, rather than a mental toughness challenge, I'm mentally tough anyway, but it's always good to sharpen up. And I've been in sales since I was 15. I've been an entrepreneur since I was 11. Yeah. So I'm used to working to like end of month deadlines. I worked in media and newspapers, radio, where they'll have like multiple deadlines in the week and that. I'm used to pressure. I'm used to, you know, I've been turned into a diamond, basically, like carbon as in the land, through all that pressure. For a lifetime of pressure, it's always good to keep tuning in your mental toughness and getting it after holding it in and all of that. So that's why I put myself through the challenge. But it ended up being more a time management challenge. There was times where I couldn't get that second bit of exercise in. I haven't been out because it'd been raining all day and I'd be waiting for it to dry. And then it's like being down the rain, and I'm like, it's like 11 o'clock at night now, and I'm like, I've got to go out in the rain. It's the only choice I've got, like, you know. So you try managing to fit it all in, and sometimes you just got to go, right, going through the eye of the storm, because even though it was like March to September, the weather could still be really bad in the UK in that time, like, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, like, yeah, you hit it on the head. Like, to get over it as quick as possible is do it first thing in the morning. right? I said, you know, do your workout the first thing in the morning. That way you get it over and done with. And then you don't have to worry for the rest of the day, because health is the number one thing, right? Without health, we have nothing. Without our health, we, you know, we can't work on our business or our relationships, or we have no energy for our relationships or our business. And when we don't have energy for our relationships or business, that's when everything. So, you know, make you the number one priority. I tell everyone that, and work out, you know, and do it first thing in the morning, and treat your body like the temple it is.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. Like I say, if your body is well built and it's got lots of energy and et cetera, and it's fit and it's mechanically working well, then it can drive you as an entrepreneur and as a business person through anything you want to get through. Like, you know, you have the ability, the energy, you know, the stamina, the strength to get through every obstacle that comes in your way.
Absolutely.
Yeah, definitely. So tell us a little bit about your experience at Clubhouse, because it's, you know, topic of conversation at the moment. Tell us, you know, just a little bit about the rooms, the experience, the conversations, how that has gone for you.
Yeah, it's so Clubhouse it's been amazing. You know, it's such a beautiful platform. I think it was created just like for someone like myself who just wants to, like, you can give whenever you want to give. You don't have to travel anywhere. You can literally just pick up your phone and walk and talk, right? And we my dad and I host events every single day at 8 a.m. Eastern, and we answer any questions on mindset and motivation, inspiration, and things like that. So yeah, I enjoy it. I absolutely love it. It's a great way to connect with people, and it's such a beautiful platform. It's just amazing.
Yeah, it is. It's like for people who want to help and serve and speak and give value and, you know, and learn and as well, you know, from the other side and speak with real people who've been there, done, they got the t-shirt, get coaching, get inspired, be motivated, you know, learn the latest social media trends, you know, travel trends, just music industry trends, just get connected.
Anything you want.
Yeah, and acting for people who want to become key people and influence. That's what, you know, most of the people on the platform at the moment are key people and influence at various different levels, but, well, with that sort of same aim. But then, you know, over time, it's going to be full up of other people who will be the key people to be influenced, you know, so... That's one of those things.
Absolutely.
Sort of a land grab at the moment, isn't it? For influence, like, you know, with everyone, not everyone starting off at the same level, because, you know, Grant Cardone pops into a room and, you know, all of a sudden there's billions of people who already know who he is, like, you know. So, you know, there are people who can transfer their digital currency from one platform to another, but the vast majority of people on there are all at a level playing field, and everyone's doing a land grab. Everyone's, you know, marking their territory and sticking up their houses and their picket fences.
Yeah.
That sort of thing, like, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, and it's, I mean, it's just a great platform because you can choose who you want to listen to whenever you want to listen to them. Like, I mean, it's incredible.
Yeah. And why I think it's going to go so viral and why I think it's so incredible is because if you want to, you can just listen and learn, you know, and pick up like knowledge bombs, like, you know, without having to actually engage with it, really, just like as a radio or as a podcast, you know, you can do, you can be listening in the car, you can be listening while you're typing away, you can be listening.
Yes. Sometimes I want to join a room just to listen in and learn. And you can't sometimes, because then they ask you to come speak and or share something. So, like, I wish there was a way where you could just sit in the audience sometimes and just listen, because there's so many beautiful speakers. There's so much content. Like, you know, there's so much free value that people are giving. And it's, you know, like, I'm writing down notes and notes and notes and notes. And then, so yeah, it's an incredible platform.
So yeah, I got my, because it's on iPhone or iPad, I got my notes open and I've got a Clubhouse page. And I'm just dropping in there, like every time I hear something I want to make a note of, just whack up in the notes and stick it in. And then, at one point, I may well copy and paste the whole thing and just stick it in my blog or my website or something. Like, this is all what I learned on Clubhouse, like, you know?
Yeah, why not? Absolutely.
Yeah, definitely. So I do a podcasting room as well, and I got a podcast, obviously. I'm on a mission to do a record-breaking podcast. So at some point, I think I'm going to hit the record, because I haven't seen anyone else. I've done about 850 episodes so far on my podcast in about 9 months. So I'm going for a Guinness World Record, and whether it'll be the most episodes around the world in their first year, that's what I'm hoping for. But even if it's the most episodes from the UK or from Europe or from Wales, it'll be a record somewhere. So you know, I call it a record-breaking podcast already because it is already record-breaking somewhere. But I'm going for the global title, like, you know. And
absolutely.
I keep getting amazing guests on my podcast, so that at some point in the future, when I get that notoriety from all of the hard work and the effort and the drive that I've had, and everyone gets to get their moment in the sun and to shine, and then I've helped all of my guests en masse in one big like fell swoop, like, you know.
So absolutely.
So that's my mission, like, you know. So at the moment, I get like you know, downloads here and downloads there, and a bit of views here and a bit of views there. But obviously, the plan is that, you know, to achieve something massive, and then just to put a spotlight on all of those entrepreneurs who supported me, you know, because I haven't got the big. I'm not Joe Rogan or anything like that at the moment. I've had some amazing guests on my podcast, but you know, that's the plan. That's the ambition. It's always my ambition to be number one in whatever you do. So, like, you know,
absolutely.
Whether you get there or not, it doesn't really matter. But you enjoying the journey.
That's right. And it's who you become along the way, Mike, right?
Yeah, exactly. Like, you know, it's what you've learned, it's who you become, it's how many people you've impacted, you know, it's what legacy you've left. You know, all of these things are far more important than necessarily the end goal. And end goals change as you get closer to them, they move further away into the future again. And that's the beauty of life is, as you get closer to one goal, you start realizing that you can achieve an even bigger one if you want to.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So how do people get in touch with you if they're interested in, you know, being motivated, if they're interested in you speaking, if they want to get involved in your philanthropy work, you know, all that sort of stuff? Have you got different places you can send people to?
Yeah, absolutely. So you can contact me using my name, AJAY Gupta, G-U-P-T-A on Facebook, or Instagram is at AJS Gupta, on Clubhouse is at AJ Gupta, or you can just email me, ajguptainspires@gmail.com. So those are the ways to get a hold of me. I would love to, you know, whatever I could do to add value to people's lives, you know, I'm here to add value and really, you know, really get people enjoying their life, getting, you know, money's great and everything, but like, you know, why do we want money? We do it for a feeling. And I want people to get those feelings of happiness and joy without the money. They will get the money, but like, enjoy the process of life as you get there. So yeah, blessed. Thank you, brother, for allowing me to share this. And thank you for holding the space.
No problem at all. And thank you for reading my mind and ending with the last thought, which I was about to ask you to do. So thank you very much for that. And
yeah, so I'll share a last thought then. You know, one thing I share with people is, you know, gratitude, right? It is impossible to be grateful and fearful at the same time. Physically impossible, right? Gratitude, the antidote for fear is gratitude, right? So practice gratitude. The more grateful we can be in life, the less times we'll be fearful and anxious and stressed. So practice gratitude. And what does gratitude mean? Is appreciations. Trade your expectations for appreciations. Have more appreciation for life. If you can just be grateful for just the smallest things, like your hands or your eyes. I just recently got eye surgery. That's why my eyes look a little bit weird. I just recently got eye surgery and I became grateful for my eyes and I took them for granted. But if we can find authentic gratitude in just the smallest things, our entire life changes.
Yeah, exactly. And if you can get gratitude for the challenges that you've had in life, the obstacles that were chucked in your way, but the ones you learned how to overcome and navigate, if you can really be grateful for those, for actually teaching you the lessons that you needed to learn throughout life, then you're definitely on the right path. That's what I would add. But it's been awesome having you on my podcast. It's been
thank you, brother.
Great to get to know you more and to you know, start building on a relationship that I can see us taking on for the next, you know, few decades, however long it may be. And if you ever need any help on your mission, as we're on similar missions, I'm more than happy to help, because it's just an extension of my mission and vice versa. So again, you know, if you need my help, just reach out. And hopefully if I can, if I need your help as well, then I'll be able to reach out to you too.
Please do. Thank you so much.
Brilliant. Okay, then. Wish you all the best. Nothing else really left for me to say other than have a great day. I know I will.
Thank you, brother.
Thanks very much for listening. Cheers, AJ. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Take care.